the church, the presbytery, and the cemetery of Bezouges. From the Latin basilica, Bezouges means place of exchange at the limit of territories. It designates three sites on the edge of the former diocese of Rennes: Bezouges-la-Pérouse, Bezouges-du-Dessert, et Bezouges-sous-Aide, which are under the patronage of St. Martin of Tours. Name and patronage indicate that they are probably places of Christian worship before the year 1000. From the 11th to the 20th century, the church is marked by seven periods of construction. The first elements, dating from the 11th century, can be seen on the north wall: a herringbone arrangement of stones and two small walled bays. This first construction was probably characterised by a choir narrower than the nave, separated from it by an arch. In the 15th century, Père de Baintin imposed a partial reconstruction with an extension of the building towards the west. This has the effect of aligning the choir with the nave and removing the arch. In the 16th century, the church was again transformed. A bell tower at the bottom of the nave replaced the small initial campanile. The south wall was demolished and rebuilt in freestone, with a door protected by a porch, now gone, and a window. In the 17th century, the building was enlarged by the south chapel, initially built on two levels, also serving as a church treasury, and then a sacristy on the other side of the choir to the north. After 1673, with the support of the Lumintier family, various interior arrangements, the relocation of tombs, modified the configuration of the choir, which saw its furniture enriched during the end of the 17th century. And then in the 18th century, statues of the Blessed Virgin and of St. Stephen, two altars at the entrance to the choir and the pulpit. In the 19th century, the south chapel was completed by the construction of a niche, creating a skylight. In the 20th century, at the instigation of Abbé C. Poirier, further rearrangements were carried out: the removal of the south porch, the opening of two windows in the north wall, and the interior furnishings were completed. A preserved cemetery near the church. The extensions of the church made in the 17th century take into account the existence of the cemetery located around the church, unlike many other villages. The boundary wall was partially rebuilt in 1899. The presbytery coincided with the construction of the canal. The presbytery was built in 1829. The architecture of the building was influenced by that of the lock keepers' houses: hipped roof, three bay facades, and granite cornices. In 1835, when the first town cadaster was carried out, there was a courtyard to the south of the building, bordered to the west by a building and a pavilion, and to the east by a bakehouse and a subsidiary building. There is a side lean-to on each side of the main building. This building is made of granite rubble with slate roofing, like most buildings in the region. Each facade have three rows of openings with carved granite frames.